When you call the National 988 hotline, an automated message greets you.
You've reached the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. We are here to help.
Callers are prompted to press 2 for Spanish, 1 for veterans and service members, and 3 to access support for LGBTQ+ people under 25. Or they can wait on the line and their call is routed to a crisis counselor. On average, callers wait a little less than 40 seconds. People calling 988 will talk with an operator who will conduct a safety assessment and help patients de-escalate. In most cases, they'll create a safety plan together without needing to move to a higher level of care, says Lee Flynn, the director of the Idaho Crisis and Suicide Hotline.
The safety plans look very different depending on who the person is. For some people, a safety plan in that moment might be something like self-care. It might be reaching out to a loved one that they can talk to. It might be petting their dog or cat. Anything that helps calm them and that helps keep them safe.
Belinda Dalrymple is the program manager for Idaho's Center of Excellence Crisis Team. She says many people worry calling 988 will result in emergency services showing up, but only a small number of cases are referred to law enforcement when a caller is considered an imminent threat to themselves or others.
Well, the hotline is able to divert about 80 to 85% of all of our calls and help that person stay in the community.
In other cases, operators may schedule follow-ups through the hotline or ask if a client is open to a field response from a paramedic or officer. Those follow-ups are not initiated unless clinically justified or requested by the caller. Callers may also be connected to local resources, such as crisis centers, or in some areas, mobile crisis response teams. In District 2, the Rural Crisis Network has locations in Moscow, Lewiston, and Orofino. In eastern Washington, there are crisis responders in Pullman and Clarkston. I'm Rachel Sun.